like to call to order the Town of Brule Committee meeting for Monday, March 3rd, 2020. March 2nd. That date's wrong. Mr. Niesler, can you lead us in the pledge?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I know, I looked at that three times. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. In your package, we got the meeting minutes from February 10th. If you have any changes or additions or subtractions, let us know. We can change them for next week. Move on to committee reports. Public Works Committee, project updates for February 2020. Total rainfall, 6 events for 7.3 inches. No drainage issues. We had several SCADA alarms. Faulty three-phase sensor. It was repaired. Street overlay project has been handed over to Owen White. We're doing started the bid process. Anita Street water line install is complete. We're working on getting asphalt resurfacing. That's going to follow up on that. We replaced one partially collapsed 24-inch culvert on Anita Street with two 24-inch drainage pipes. No personnel incidents. No out-of-compliance test results for sewer treatment. Republic bulk pickup is scheduled for the week of March the 9th. And our extra pickup will be March 27th.
Now that we know about the drainage pipe, something happened?
We replaced them since they were digging up Anita Street.
Okay.
The one under the
roof. Yeah, the one that crosses, it goes east-west.
Correct.
So we replaced those. And the one that he pulled up was a disaster. I don't know if it was a disaster from pulling it up. It was a disaster. So I hope that'll drain that backside of Anita a lot better going to. We'll see. Drainage discussion. I think Roy and him came, did some more riding around with Shane.
Shane, go over that. We'll establish the drainage bases now and start putting budgets together before
we run this calculator. Perfect. Discuss road overlays. We went over that. Roy has them. They're going to go out for bid, so we should hear something.
To let you know, I'm going to get with Shane to advertise early as next week and open before your next council meeting so you can award it.
Good. Perfect. Sooner the better.
Are you able to tell anything right now, Roy, on the cost for the overlay? Is the aggregate higher right now? What are you seeing in the numbers? No?
No, they're down prepared. That's all related to oil prices. The oil is down, and I expect it to be close to about the same price it was last year.
That's you.
They ought to be hungry because we come out of the wet season and they go back to work.
The estimate that Shane came up with based on some numbers is right around $100,000 we have in the budget, so we should be pretty close.
Okay, good.
Anything else in the public works? Planning and zoning, you have your minutes in the package from February 26, 2020. Next up, discuss final plat showing survey and two minor subdivisions of lots 1 and 2 of the partition of Adonis Thibodeau Ayers property, a 25.233-acre tract of land in lots 23 and 23A into lots 22A1, OD1, OD2, OD3, and OD4 located in section 56 T7S R12E, Southeast Land District, West Mississippi River, Town of Brule, Parish of West Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana for Oscar Denham, 153 North LaBove Road, Brule.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hello.
Representing Mr. Denham on his subdivide, his proposed subdivide right here. Real quick, just to let you know, there was two comments that were made at the Planning Commission. We've addressed both of them. One was to add his wife back for a signature. They are divorced, but the community property has not been settled. So we added her on for signature, and then we changed the title. We had a letter missing in one of the lots in the title, so we fixed that.
So that was a comment court on when it said contingent upon the lot numbers being changed?
Yeah. So we've got that in.
That was a comment about me having verified the property.
Yes. So I called Mr. Denham, and he said that their community property has not been sold. So we went ahead and added her name, Ms. Mary, on to sign off. So with that said, what he's looking to do is, so this is at 153 LeBove. He owns the, basically from LeBove all the way back to the very end. And what he's looking to do is, his intention is to keep the front piece that he has where his house is at, which is about 2.88 acres, and he's going to sell the rest. And the intent was, and at one point he had, I think, came before you guys about subdividing and improving roads. That is all gone out of the, by the wayside. He's now selling it to the landowners on either side of him. So with this particular map, what you'll see is, Mr. Williams, so we'll start with LeBove and see where Oscar's property is at. He's got 2.88 acres where his house is at.
That's for tomorrow.
And then there's going to be another gap of property in here that Mr. Denham will still retain ownership of at this point. And then the L-shaped looking piece, what that is that's Mr. William Touye is going to buy the piece behind his property and two tracks over. And then next to Mr. Touye, Mr. Lamana, who is also is next door to Mr. Touye, he's going to buy that next piece of property.
Is that OD3 you're referring
to? That's OD3, yes. And what he's going to do is he's not planning on developing anything. He has access coming off of Live Oak Drive, which is right here. This is a servitude.
28?
Yep. So he's well aware that if he ever wanted to do anything with this, he has to meet the town requirements with building the roads and things like that. I don't think he plans on doing anything. I think he just wants to purchase it. And then the rest of it, all the way to the back, will still be owned by Mr. Lamana. By Mr. Denham. So, but with the intent, probably within the next month, that we will be back in front of you guys, and I think they have 8 more folks that are going to buy the rest of the entire back end.
So just real quick, so OD1 he's retaining, OD2
yes.
There's no sale for currently?
Not at this point.
Okay, L is done, 3 is done.
And then the rest in the back.
And the rest is 4, yeah.
The rest is 4. And like I said, and what they're working on right now is to do the sale in the back. They have to sell all of the property because they can't leave any piece without access. So that's what they're working right now. And they, from what I was told by his real estate agent, they have the 8 folks and they're signing the paperwork now. So.
Okay, so we have access to this property from Eileen that you're subdividing, Mr. Touye?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, right. You guys had just granted him a servitude couple of months back.
And then 19 gives him access to the back of his property. And then 28 gives access to this middle piece, OD3, right?
Yes.
Now,
well, the middle piece comes from Live Oak.
Right.
Yep,
I'm sorry,
okay.
From Live Oak.
Right of way, not a servitude.
That's right.
That's right.
So now in 49 was that right of way that he was going to put a road there and sell these lots to two different individuals, and that's gone.
Yeah, he's not doing that anymore.
Okay. That was filed at the court.
Right. Yeah. He didn't. Right. When he found the price of the road, I think he decided against it.
That's correct. He found it easier to go ahead and just sell to the neighbors, whoever wants it on either side. Let them pick it and see what they want and go that way.
This has nothing to do with this map, but if he's going to sell these lots, I don't know how he's going to get access to them, so I guess we'll have to figure that out when...
It'll be sold by the people that front either Eileen or Live Oak.
Gotcha.
So it won't be individual lots.
Gotcha.
What's going to happen is they're going to add them to their
piece of property.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. Just like Mr. Touye is doing. It's going to be the same thing.
Right. All right. Anybody have any questions on that? Anybody?
Of course, you're not asking for any variances currently.
Nope. Yep.
All right, with no other concerns, Shane?
Yeah, I think what we need to keep in mind coming up as people buy is that these that ditch is the main source of water getting out of the county road. We've got to make sure that they know that cannot be impeded on.
Yes.
One
exactly.
Ditch.
Yep.
And that there's a service. Sewer servitude.
Yeah, it's hard to see, but we have that shown on the map,
yeah,
so we've got it.
But they just need to understand
that no building or that's
building
right.
Or digging. Yeah.
So how is that going to be communicated on the plat so that it's made public?
It is on the plat, yes.
And the ditch as well, though?
Yeah, it has a servitude on it, yep.
And they need to be told, should they decide to cross that sewer servitude with a fence, they will need to come get a variance from us.
Okay.
Yeah, we need, I'm glad you brought that up about that ditch, because that's huge back there.
Exactly. We already discussed it.
Put that in writing?
We don't want to impede.
I don't know, we should be able to add that to each subdivision. Can we add that on the subdivision?
We can probably put a note on the map.
It's not written.
Put a note on the map that any triangle fence or anything else on top of the 10-foot sewer servitude is going to require a variance.
So what I'll put a note is, any servitude crossed, shown on the map, will need a variance from the town of Brule.
Is that...
But that's not the same ditch you're talking about.
I'm talking about the...
Talking about the PZ ditch.
Drainage ditch.
Exactly.
That property that parallel Oscar Dental.
That's right.
And I think what we should do is probably get Roy's firm or somebody to tell us the size of the culvert, because they don't want to access it. But I want some big culvert.
It's got to be huge.
We've had that conversation before. Town's been on a, let's put culverts in ditches. A culverted ditch does not carry near as much water as an open ditch. So to carry the equivalent, you've got to get big, real big.
If they buy it, they're going to want to get there, so we got to give them access with a culvert.
But we have to have, yeah.
Or they can build a bridge.
A bridge would be better. It wouldn't impede.
A span would be better.
It wouldn't impede.
Yep.
So again, what's the best way to capture that? So that 10 years from now, 5 years from now.
Nobody's going to know.
Right.
Nobody's going to know.
Is it here on the plat that's recorded?
I think all we can do is put it on the plat and record it.
Record it and then hope that it's policed.
And just try to keep an eye on it.
Two words on that, no culverts.
Yeah. That might be worth it to...
Well, do we know, pretty much everybody understands that, these culverts.
We can do whatever y'all want to put on here, so.
Yeah.
I know Billy's confronted me already about putting culverts in, and I told him no, so.
Yeah, that might be the best thing.
I'm going to plan for him. He's buying right now.
Yeah, he's going to build soon, so.
Is that going to deter buyers, I guess, if they can't put a culvert at all, or?
They put a bridge in.
Yeah, I don't think we should allow culverts on that ditch. I mean, we already...
Already, that gets to the, that's a huge bridge, waterway to start with, a drainage ditch. It gets, on a good rain, it gets to the top.
Yep.
And Joanne and I have already gone back there, and where Willis lives, it's come back on his, up under his house.
Yeah.
Already, that's no, with nothing. I mean, that's a straight ditch, open all the way through.
Yeah.
Actually, I think there's a culvert that exists now, and Mr. BZ put in to bring his cows over to Oscar's place.
Yeah, I don't think we need to add culverts there at all.
Right behind Brian's.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
And that needs probably to be removed, because I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Tom, I guess we'd have to put it on each subdivision, and then just police the daylights out of it is all we can do, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to keep.
I'll put it on my checklist as far.
Yeah, we'll run by and make sure stuff's.
So on this.
Town drainage servitude, right?
We'd have to check that. I'm pretty sure it is, but I don't know that for. Is it town servitude?
It is.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then nobody can culvert it without the town's permission. It doesn't belong to them.
I don't think we should put culverts, period, but I still think we need to put it on every subdivision we do.
Yeah.
But we should allow bridging as long as the elevation is not lower than the top of the banks.
Yeah, I'm good with a bridge like that, but not a culvert with a bridge on it.
As long as the elevations are as high as the banks.
Yeah.
Is there any work that we need to do prior to a homeowner perhaps doing that? Do we need to dig it now? It was cleaned out when we...
Yeah, I would need Roy's help.
You'd want equipment in there now, right? Before it's potentially sold off, and if people do erect a bridge, then you don't have to go back and try to take that down after the fact and that sort of thing, you know?
It's something we want.
Well, even if they put a bridge, they're still going to have to come to us, right? Because it's our servitude.
Yeah, I'm saying, Russ, you might want to bring it to grade now.
Correct.
Anything else?
Yeah. Right.
You can also increase the width. You can also increase the width as you dig at the grade.
Yeah, let's see if we can start getting that cleaned out.
To carry more water.
We got the equipment to do that?
They took all the trees out when we put the fourth main down through there.
Mm-hmm.
Between the parish and I, we can do it, I'm pretty sure.
Let's start working on that.
Okay, you understand?
So, So we're going to add a note, two notes, one saying that if you're going to build a fence, you got to come to the town for a variance, and then the second one, no culverts and ditches?
Yeah, on that servitude.
Okay.
A variance with anything over that servitude.
You could even put...
Any construction
of a servitude, of any servitude, needs a variance.
And then we'll just have to police it, because, you know, I mean, we don't ride back there daily. Shane, we'll put that on your list. We'll get to working on digging that ditch, too.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, we'll take that up Monday.
Thank you.
All right, Finance Committee, we have February bills in the packet. Do you have any questions on that? Let us know. Discuss Lamatt's insurance license fee collections. Every year, insurance companies send us $10 up to, I don't know, Blaine, what, a couple hundred bucks? Individual checks. We have to print out certificates, receipts, and then mail them receipts and their certificates stating that they paid this fee to the municipality. Lamatt's offers a program where they have all the information. They know all the insurance companies. We don't even know. This just kind of happens, right? These insurance companies are forced to pay us, and they just pay us. So we don't have a list of who's supposed to pay us and who's not supposed to pay us. We don't have anything. Lamatt's has access to it. And what they offer is a system where they bill these companies and collect the money and send us the money. We don't have to send them receipts. We don't have to go open envelopes, make deposits. They just send us one check when they get them, probably a month. There you go, ACH. So it saves us time, saves us dollar mailing, because we have to mail them each one of these certificates.
Is there a fee for Lamatt's?
Yes.
3%.
3% in the contract. So,
oh, a total?
Yeah. So I looked in the budget today. In our budget, we have $100,000 for that type of income. Sure. So that's a large number. I think that's a conservative number. So if we say $3,000 is what they would charge to do this.
Oh, on our revenue of $100,000?
Of $100,000, yeah.
So and that might increase now that they have a better files on who should pay.
I would be very surprised if you didn't get an increase.
We would probably cover that $3,000 by not knowing who we're not getting our money from.
Right now, it's the honor system and self-reporting.
Yep.
So I would be very surprised if you wouldn't at least recoup the amount.
So we think it's a good program. Lamatt's is pushing it through LMA, and they think it's a good program. It's a year contract.
How much time do you spend doing that right now?
A lot.
Because you have to print them out. These only certificates, stamp them. I have to sign them. Yes,
I have to sign.
Stacks like this.
We had a stack in the mail today about this.
So
stick,
if you keep streamlining and you keep being more efficient and you keep signing up for stuff that takes work away from us, at what point are we going to evaluate the number of people we got working in this town hall?
I don't mean, always do
all this time's going to go away. And somebody might need to go away. That's 30, 40, 50, 60,000 we're going to save right there. So if we keep taking work off the people, and I'm all for technology, I'm all for streamlining, working better, but at some point, you're going to have a bunch of people doing nothing. If people are doing nothing, then somebody got to go. So we're going to make that call. To study it, but at least look at it and say, if we're saving this much time, then let's reduce some overhead. Mm-hmm. It's just like when it came about 10 years ago, man, let's put these cameras on the red lights. If every camera, we're going to get rid of one police officer. Then we can't patrol 1 mile by 3 miles, we don't need all these people. Same in here. If we're going to keep streamlining, which is good, and being more efficient, and get a better return for our money, we're going to be reducing hours. We also need to look at personnel numbers.
I agree. I don't think, you know, we sure don't want people sitting around. On the other hand, this is an honor system, and I think it's more effective for them to collect than what we're doing. So, you know, from that standpoint, that's the only reason I'd suggest we go with the Lamatt's.
Not disputing doing. Mm-hmm.
So,
disputing is if we're saving a ton of time and effort, we need to look at personnel. And if we're losing man hours is time and money.
Yep.
There's no requirement, I mean, you don't sign a contract for a year or 2 years or whatever. At any time that we find out maybe our revenues are not as what we projected and our costs are higher or something, we can back out of it any month,
right? Yeah, it's a year contract, and you got to give them notice 90 days before December 31st. Yep. So if it's not working out, I mean, we can definitely get out of it.
Because we know what our revenues are now.
We just in the middle of it, so it starts at the beginning of the year when we start mailing stuff. Right now, we get a bunch of them.
And now,
we're kind of starting the program kind of as we, so really would be next year, we actually get a whole year.
And that 100,000 number I quoted is in the budget. That includes business licenses and other stuff. So we may not collect 100,000 on this. It may only be 80. I don't know the exact number.
But the biggest percent is this.
But the biggest percent is that insurance stuff.
Mayor, have we benchmarked this maybe with another municipality? Has it been really successful? Have they seen numbers go up from when the manual collection?
West Feliciana, they found a bunch of money that was not being collected at all. And nobody was collecting.
We can maybe find some cities for the meeting Monday night that have jumped on and see if they had an increase, decrease, if it cost them too much or what they did. We can call LMA and figure it out.
And there's, I think, 340 or 50 municipalities in the state, and I think on your email they do it for about 200 municipalities. So
one of the very few,
about two-thirds of the incorporated municipalities in the state LMAS does this for.
We may see a lift, and that would be a good thing. But you know, and Shane, you bring up a good point. We can always reassess.
Technology streamline is great.
Yep. All right, anybody else? All right, so we'll discuss this Monday night. I'll try to get those some comparable towns and see if they had some lifts and stuff like that. All right, personnel committee. I don't think we have anything. Recreation? Police? Governmental affairs, Ms. B. Other matters, I don't know of anything. Mayor's report real quick. Jeremy Thompson was a celebrity waiter at the WBR Relay for Life. One of our police officers, he did a great job. I think their table won. Him and Scott Ennis. I think they raised $19,000 on their table. Blaine did a great job putting this whole thing together with the committee, worked on the committee. So their total, they raised like $95,000 for cancer. So that was a good night. Yep, they did a good job for our little small parish here. Oh, good.
Nice. It's really good.
The committee met for our property on Main Street and the River Road right before the meeting. We're hoping to have a finalized plan and a recommendation for the council Monday night. So Tipton Associates will be here to make a presentation for us Monday night.
They're down to two or down to one?
Down to one. We're going to present one.
Two, and get input from you guys.
Yeah, and we're going to do some input, and they'll make the presentation on Monday night. So we're hoping to get that finalized plan and get our approval from the council, and we can move forward. I think you'll be impressed.
I've been impressed with it.
Yeah.
Good.
So hopefully we'll have that on Monday night. Next up, remarks of personal privilege. Anybody? Mr. Roy?
Update y'all on that water line. You may have seen they're cutting across the detention pond right now. We're going to try to get through it today. And then the weather clears up. There's jack and bore underneath West Main, West St. Francis. And they just got some tie-ins to do. So they're going to be wrapping up the most of that pipe work within 2 weeks. But then it's dress up, clean up, pressure testing, flushing. They got the water connected all the way to American Way right now. So just remember, don't have any more water, quantity of water. Use the North Line well or the other two. That just gets the transportation better to move it down to you. The water well at the arena is complete. You have to do a pipeline from that well under the interstate, tie that in. That's when your quantity of water will increase. Now, the parish will have the capabilities of opening a valve to run it underneath the intercoastal. They have additional supply north of the intercoastal. I didn't tell you that before. We'll talk about that later.
Do you have any estimation on time from bringing it to, under the interstate?
More than 6 months.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But less than a year, we'll have it all tied in, you think?
I think...
There's another phase now. We just brought it here to West St. Francis. There's another project that's going to be going out for bid in the near future, taking it from West St. Francis all the way into Addison. Sugar mill's exploding over there. The guy keeps calling me on a regular basis where I was planning on going across open land to put the houses over there. And I didn't plan on going under the house. The people then start putting their fences and culverts and everything else, and it gets in the way of a big tractor coming in and trying to dig, but we're going to see if we can get through there quickly.
All right, anybody else fishing?
I did see Red Ton had some heavy equipment on River Mill third filing. Looks like they broke ground on the infamous River Mill that goes back to previous administration, so...
We got that first survey in today. I emailed it to you. Got it?
Right.
Yep.
Eric, sure did.
Anybody else? Announcements. We will have a census complete count committee kickoff meeting on March the 4th at 6:30 at the town hall. If anybody has any recommendations on someone that can lead a committee or can lead their subdivision to make sure everyone gets counted, we'd appreciate it. We have a few subdivisions that we have people that are going to help, but I know we need a group on Arlene, a group on Live Oak. I think Arlene's Quarters, do we have anybody yet? We need more people from each of those long streets to make sure we get counted properly, so...
Census,
it's important that we get the right number.
Arlene's Quarters, they sent this 2 years ago. Where they were counting, and all the new parts or all the parts were not on the list.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that part gets counted. That's all the hot spots in town.
It wasn't even built.
So it's really big for us to get. So anybody, if you want to volunteer and try to come help out, we appreciate everybody that we can get to help out. So that's coming up. And with that, I don't have anything else. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second
by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.